Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's call on Buddhas and Butterflies. We are heading into our integration, the first integration session, which is the one where we do breath work and I talk about some body talk in relationship to what seems to be coming through around that all. And we're going to dive into that shortly. I'm going to invite you to go ahead and get comfy and cozy. We're hanging out with the material from houses 9 and 10. So we're integrating the first three sessions in houses 9 and 10. And if you have anything in particular on your mind in regards to that territory, or what feels like lingering, dangling, unfinished business from your intentions from the last month, 3 weeks, I invite you to just take time to connect to that awareness. Take time to feel how that seems to be in your body, in your system. And then I have a hair on my face. Excuse me. And then let's get comfy and cozy for breath work. So you are welcome to do that practice seated or laying down. Laying down is great if you can, if you have the potential space, possibility to do that. And I'm going to invite you to get into position with a blanket nearby. Breath work can be a cooling practice, so you might want to have something nearby for that. And sometimes people like to have a pen and a journal nearby to write down anything that comes through. You're welcome to have some water, etc. However, for dry mouth, which will happen in breath work, it's inevitable. The idea is if you keep trying to hydrate during that all, then it's going to keep persisting. The more we try to manage it, the worse it comes, which I think is a really good metaphor for life. And if we somehow walk away, or not walk away, pardon me, but if we are able to be with it and not necessarily abandon it either or walk away from it, but if we have a moment to really just tune into, like, that's there, and I get to still breathe and be with it, there's something that happens. It seems to somehow just like fade, which I think is really interesting. I think that's a really good metaphor for life stuff, too. So I'm going to invite us to just take a moment to review the breath before we get into the practice. I know that we do this pretty regularly, but just in case, always good to touch up on the basics. I'm invite today to be a breath through the open mouth. So for the open mouth breath, we're going to open up the jaw to the point of a mild stretch. And I'm going to invite that inhale to be a vibrant inhale, meaning just a little bit of energy through the open mouth. Exhale is surrendered. It's like air leaving a balloon. Nothing that you need to control or hold back. It's really interesting to watch the constriction around the neck and the chest area when I say that. So if there's any musculature holding that is leaning into trying to like ease through the flow of the exhale, or there's some sort of a grasping or a clenching, that's really good information to work with and to see if it could soften. So vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale without pause. So I'm going to invite you to just begin that practice now. Okay, so vibrant inhale, breathing through the open mouth, teeth open to the point where a bottle cap could fit between them. And a surrendered exhale, air leaving a balloon. Everything just like, it's like an arm falling down from gravity. Everything just falls out. And as we work with it, this vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, we're going to take out the pauses. So just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. And just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. So you're not quite finishing the full breath, but you're getting like 90-ish% of it. And then you're going into the next phase of the breath before it completes. Okay. So vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, breathing without pause. And you're in charge of the rate and the rhythm and therefore the intensity. So the faster the breath, the more intensity we're applying. It's like stepping on the gas pedal, and it's like asking your system to just go in a little bit deeper. As we exhale and inhale a little bit slower, the slower you go, it's like pausing, not fully, but it's like moving towards a slight break. You can break even further by taking the breath just to the nose, and then you can pause the breath altogether. That's like a full break. So wherever you happen to be in your intensity, you know your levels. So see what feels right for you and feel free to alter that throughout the session. You don't need to stick with just one. You're welcome to go back and forth as much as you like. And I'm just going to hear a little bit of light music come on here in just a moment. And amongst that, I invite you to begin to focus on your intention for today's journey. Calling to mind, calling to feeling, calling to body, feeling it in your body, as if it were here and now. As if it were here and now. So if this intention were here, happening for you, unfolding, how would that feel? And see if you can connect to that feeling state again in the body. Notice where you feel it, what it feels like, get details. And then breathing into that. Breathing into that. With vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Breathing fully into that felt sense in the body. And it becomes like a portal. It becomes like something that your attention just simply rests in. And you direct yourself to go into in whatever way shows up, almost like a scientist with curiosity, performing an experiment that's not yet been done before. And as you continue to keep your light focused attention here and you breathe. There will be sensations that come through the body. There will be impulses to move. There will be certain sounds that may wish to be expressed in ways that correlate with a faster or slower breath. So I invite you to greet those impulses and allow those sensations, those breaths, those sounds, the movements to come through the body in and as they show up. And to listen to them, for they are your guide. Not me. Your body is your guide. So you're here to tune into and turn towards that with curiosity. And I'm happy to hang out with you in that space. Keep your energy, your body, your mind, companionship. And provided a sense of ease through the territories as you explore here. In other words, you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to do this alone. I'm right here with you. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. Thank you to all of the folks who have gathered here today that are live or listening to the recording. We give reverence and gratitude for this sweet moment of connection and all the way that it plays out. Thank you to the families that created every person here. Thank you to the ancestors that created the families. And thank you, thank you, thank you to the lineages that have held it all. Much gratitude for the earth that holds us, nourishing us, connecting us to the sweetness of being mothered with nourishment. Thank you to the sky above, reminding us what it is to have space to soar, to vastly explore, and to rise with clarity. Thank you to the fire, connecting us to the very edges of the beyond. The mystery, the unknowable. And thank you to the water flowing through our very veins, anchoring us into our blood or bone, and carrying our essence of expression. We ask that today's journey offer the highest available insights, awareness, learnings, and grace. And we may be of service to this broader world in ways we may never even come to know. Yet it delightfully ripples through, like a stone skipping along the ocean. The ripples continue long afterwards. May their impact be felt by those yet not even here. Om Khaosai to life. And if you're open to it, I'm going to invite you to take a look inside of your system, locating something that actually just feels good to be with. Something that feels useful to be with. Something that gives a sense of you. It may be a part of your body that just feels okay, neutral, or simply feels kind of good right now. It may be a memory, a time in which you felt most like yourself. It may be something else inside of you that you're present to in some way right now. So I invite you to deepen into whatever that is by turning your attention towards it, wherever it is. You've landed. This just simply feels good inside of you. Memory, body part, something else. And again, taking time to drink this in, get even deeper into it, and notice what you like about it. Notice what you like about it. You might even have a few qualities that go with it. The invitation is to savor all of that, to savor all of that and breathe into it. With your vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, savoring and breathing, and drinking in what simply feels good to be with. Which might just be the biggest rebellion I know, to notice what's working well. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales become like a dance, rippling the music of your essence through your system. In body talk lingo, we would call it natural consciousness, restoring the natural blueprint of who it is you are beneath who it is you've learned to be. And we're starting today's session off with working with the natural essence of the, particularly the pericardium. That's the outside lining of the heart. It's also a meridian. It helps to protect your heart, helps to govern our capacity to have things flow in our lives. And if it's a little bit too tight, it cuts off our sensuality, it shuts things down. And our flow and our capacity to sense our essence gets strangled. So, as we start off today's session here, it's looking at where has that been a little bit too tight? Where are there some fascial restrictions or adhesions? And our fascia connects us to our primordial waters of our womb space. And we're looking at where was it when you were in development? Mom, dad, they actually couldn't take in the goodness of life. They had a hard time orienting to things that just felt pleasant to be with. And they felt a little bit extra, maybe even resentful about things not turning out in their favor. And they got anchored into some victimhood, sort of related suffering pieces here around thinking that joy wasn't accessible for them. And yes, both mom and dad play a role in pregnancy. Deepak Chopra has tested this time and time again, separated pregnant mothers and fathers across coasts. So we're looking at that impact of both parents. Dad's carrying a notable impact on the natural protective element that the pericardium plays. And then mom's impact taking more of a different tangent into how it is sensuality was needed to be restricted and not opened up into, restricting the flow of nourishment, restricting the flow of nourishment. The pericardium is most notably known for nourishment. Pardon me, most known for yin, therefore nourishment in that angle. And as we work with this territory, we're bringing lymphatic drainage through the entire chest, through the area of the heart, in and around the axilla, the fancy word for the armpits, as well as going into the upper back and even into the very base of the neck is going to be included in that. And then it's linking into the part of the nervous system that runs between our senses and our heart. As the pericardium is constricting that territory of the heart space, it's also constricting how it is literally your flow of energy is going up to your head, your face, to your senses. And as we work with it in that regard, we're working with that part of the nervous system that again is impacted through senses and heart social regulation. And we're looking at where mom and dad really just didn't have healthy, secure connection in their relationship. And for some of us, that might be an awful lot of places. Others of us may have had more easeful, connected, healthy parents. And wherever that line is for you, we're working with that sense of wherever it wasn't perfect. So we're looking at the parts that weren't working so well. And sometimes those are the parts that nobody talked about. Sometimes those are the parts that I just got shut down about. Talking, it's this funny thing in relationality. It's this funny thing. It's like an add-on feature that we just didn't always utilize in, they say, like the very early days, the primal days of cavemen people. Talking came later on. So interacting through our words wasn't a first instinct. We didn't naturally just think, oh, I should open up and tell them what's going on, and they'll meet me because they'll know how to do that with their words back. And if we look around, sometimes that's a little lacking. Sometimes it's a lot lacking in our world, in our family, in our culture. Social media, TV sometimes portray not such accurate ways of relating. It sets us up for a little bit of potential failure or bitterness. So as we work with that territory, working with wherever it didn't quite connect, where it kind of missed the mark. And then we're linking that into the pupils, where they meet the colorful part of the eye, the retina. So where like the black meets the color. And this is an area where emotions often get stuck, like easily. We get sticky vision. We can't help but see somebody through a certain lens, and we think that's their limitation when it's actually ours. So in spiritual traditions and yoga, they often refer to it as like withdrawal of the projections, meaning what's happening out there is actually what's happening in here. Yeah. So we're working with circulation of all the healing resources through this territory, through that division between retina and pupil. And as we work with circulation, it's supporting the natural flow to release any particular freeze responses held around the shutdown between mom and dad and how they related in there and where they weren't communicating very well. We're gonna do the same thing for the ears. And it's as if the ear itself, like the very inner ear, has a little bit of fascial lining. And that lining is holding on to that same information that the eyes are. We're gonna do the same for the internal region of the nostrils, the fascial lining here. And then we're going in through the mouth and we're going around the entire tongue as well as around the internal lining of the oral mucosa. And then we're just simply working with the base of the tongue where it goes a little bit further down into the front of the throat. So for all those areas. Bringing in flow again, restoration, releasing simultaneously as we do so, pent-up grief around missing out on connection, missing out on what could have been delightful, missing out on what could have been so sweet if only we had actually learned how to talk about these things. Starting with circulation of blood that carries our passion. Nerve, our communication. Lymph that drains our toxins, gunk waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Chi, our vitality. Consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins. Hormones and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression. They help us to heal at all levels, in particular our nervous system and our immune system. And we're working with the balance of yin, the feminine essence of nourishment, and yang, the masculine essence of protection, followed by hydration, helping the cells to take in water, joy, and release any impurities that no longer need to be here. And as we work with that, slinking into the neck, we're working with the discs between the vertebrae. There's seven vertebrae. We're working with all the discs in between them, as well as the one that goes just below the bottom vertebrae of the neck and goes into the top of the rib area. And as we work with the intervertebral disc, that's the fancy name, we're working with a sense of these shock absorbers feeling overly shocked. And we're releasing the shock of the various different disc connections that are happening in your world right now, whether that be through family lenses, whether that be through personal stuff that you're chewing on, whether that be with finances, whether that be with a sense of self-worth. And as we work with it, we're doing an emotional release of anger. Specifically, resentment around longer standing issues that have been held through the system in relationship to whatever the theme is that you're personally working on. So, as we work with shock, with anger, as if the two have been at a bit of a standoff, the shock holding the anger and the anger balancing out the shock. So, it's kept everything in a perfect balance and therefore a little bit invisible, a little bit challenging to find it. So here we're unhooking a bundle of belief systems at the exact same time through these intervertebral discs. And this is not something that is necessarily yours. It's actually going back through the family lines. And it's around the theme of desperately wanting something to end, to the point of feeling like you'd be willing to release life, to have that happen. Not that you would actually want to do it, but that's just the sense of like the devotion to wanting this thing to end. And that's actually not one generation. That's actually like 6 generations worth of stuff through mom's side of the family lines. And as we release that through the generations, this bundle of belief systems says something along the lines of, I'm not worthy and I don't have enough value to linger here, to be able to tolerate what's unfolding here. This is too much for me. This is overwhelming. I don't know what else to do. And it's linking into a series of intergenerational womb experiences that have been happening womb upon womb upon womb. So no wonder it's through your mother's side. As you were in your grandmother's womb, you were in the egg that your mom was developing while she was in your grandmother's womb. And as we work with this 6 generations back, grandmother to grandmother to grandmother developing in these ways, carrying the same message, and feeling the sense of being at a complete and utter breaking point. And as we release it through the literally the ovary carrying the will to live, it's like there was a depletion on one hand, but it also gave enough nervous system energy to fight, to rally, to have enough will to survive. And that in turn is linking into two chakras, the base and the sexual, for survival and for vitality. Then we're releasing emotions of terror and grief. We're running lymphatic drainage through the ovaries. And then we're simply connecting, I should back up, the lymphatic drainage, taking out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And then we're linking the ovaries to the pericardium. And we're addressing the belief system that we are doomed, chained to pain in a way that we shouldn't ever expect any levels of pleasure to arise or arrive. And anytime something more painful happens again, it's like using that as proof to say, what was I doing, bothering, expecting anything good to happen? I'm releasing that pattern through the entire area of genitals, which are meant to orient us to pleasure. So, releasing that from genitals. We're going to tap out here. invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Kayla. Giving that around two, three, four, five, even a breath. And a reminder to return to you if you stepped away from the vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Breathing without pause. Okay. Then we're working with, through the generations on dad's side, looking at concerns around money. But orienting that through the emotional lens of feeling inferior, feeling like lesser, feeling less valuable. But the words in particular are inferior and lesser than. And it's linking into a part of the brain called the thalamus. The thalamus is like the sun, the central, grand central station of the solar system. Nothing gets in or out of the rest of the brain without going through this guy. It's linking into the cerebellum, which is all about how we move our body. Well, it does a lot of things, but for right now, the area, the layer that we're working within is like, how do we move our body? I'm going to invite you, if you have an impulse, wherever you're at in your breath cycle right now, to move your body in a particular way, to do just that. To let your body move and groove. Letting that impulse, let it flicker, wherever you might feel it, through arm, leg. Maybe it's like your whole body wants to get into it. I'm going to invite you to shake, shimmy. However feels right for you. And getting into that natural impulse, however that system wants to flow. As this is in particular honoring the impulses to move that have been held in, that have been held back. And we're linking it through to the jaw, metaphorically speaking, around a sense of held back expression, restrained. Authentic essence being expressed, being held in, pardon me, not being expressed, and a sense of that being, a sign of what it is to quote unquote be a successful man, to be a successful human being. And it got wired in through your system, got wired in through your system. So I invite you to move. We invite your whole system to light up through the body in ways that your ancestors couldn't, in the ways that they had to hold back. You might even think of it as on purpose, letting your whole body move in ways that even feel a little bit weird or awkward. Permission for ancestral awkwardness. And to allow your system to move through what they had to hold in. And if you're open to it, just adding in a little bit of sound here. Adding in a little bit of sound here. And you're welcome to lean into that just a little bit more, exaggerating it just for another few seconds. We're doing this for 7 generations worth of men in your family lines. Give that a breath. Allowing that to clear. And then we're running a cellular repair to restore those cells back to the fullest potential of health around those brain areas between thalamus and cerebellum. We're linking that to the teeny tiny muscles that run on either side of the spine, the erector spinae muscles, that give posture. It's through here that our basic persona, our character flow through our bladder meridian. And we're looking at what's alive in the territory of what is pissing you off right now. This is around current stuff that's alive in your world right now. As you lean into what's alive for you right now, we're linking that into bladder one, which is the acupuncture point in the bladder meridian that hooks into the inner corner of the eye. And it works with how are we seeing the present moments. So, what's concerning about this present moment? And then again, that's linking to that space between the pupil and the retina of the eye. And it's like, what are you zeroing in on right now? What are you, almost like a scope of a microscope or a gun or something like that? What are you like narrowing your vision in on? What are you narrowing your vision in on? What are you hunting? What are you judging as this isn't okay? And we're actually linking that to the consciousness of curiosity. We're linking your vision into your curiosity. And that, my loves, is linking into house 10. Sometimes what we're pissed off about can give us enough drive, can fuel our ambition, can give us a sense of return to stability and order again. And sometimes that's not a bad thing. Sometimes that's how we heal. Sometimes we need a little bit of pissed off, fire, anger, rage to bring us back to our senses, to restore our sense of vision. And to allow us to come into sync again in ways that honor what we are wired to achieve and what we're wired to be recognized for, aligning you with your essence so that can flow outward and fuel into and drive into your career, whatever you consider to be work in this life, in ways that are balanced by the Saturn energy. Which I like to think of as giving riverbanks to the flow of the river of your creative force. It's giving a channeling direction. It's like focusing it in a good, healthy way for your system. And here we're running a cellular repair for how your endocrines are meant to pulse, flow, have rhythm. Much like the nervous system has a particular flow, pulse, rhythm, the endocrines do too. So we're finding the pulse, flow, rhythm of your endocrine glands. And they have their own, well, think of it as like their own drum beat that they are drumming to. And right now, there is a little bit of anxiety hanging on the flow of your hormones. The anxiety is around not feeling nourished by choices that you've made in life up until the point where they've had a particular impact on your nervous system, creating those held stresses in the body. In particular, that's orienting to choices that have resulted in financial stability or sometimes lack thereof. Then we're doing a cellular repair on stored grief, which is like keeping things stuck around the sense of, well, grief works with the energy of loss. So we're restoring things being habitually lost. Restoring the sense of loss and the habit of loss just fueling more loss. So we can pull out of that, in essence, downward spiral and restore capacity again. Then we're going to tap this out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive, however feels right for you. Excuse me. Had a yawn. That one was clearly for me too. Okay, we're heading into balancing all the vertebrae. They all have a partner. The topmost vertebrae of the spine correlates and connects to the bottommost vertebrae of the spine. The second from the top to the second from the bottom. Third, third, fourth, fourth. You get the idea. All the way through until they meet in the middle. And as we begin to connect in this way, we usually do like opposite sides. And this time we're going to do opposite sides and same sides. We're going to do all four possibilities. As we work with reestablishing the consciousness of coherence and tensegrity through the spine, through the backbone. Is restoring the sense of finding your own pulse, your own rhythm, your own essence, your own back, your own capacity to hold yourself solid as an individual. And we're linking that through the very midline of the front body and the fascia here, and all the way through the midline really works with, not in body talk, but in breath work, the consciousness of trust, the capacity to surrender into your own body. And it's linking into our permissions, and the words are simply here. I get to trust my body. I get to trust my body. I get to trust my body. And that in turn is linking into circulation of nerve, which works with communication. And we're bringing in literally the restoration of communication into genitals, into navel, in through into the armpits, the axilla. And into all the senses, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, as well as in through to the conception vessel 17 point that hangs out roughly in the middle of the chest, in the center of the sternum, the center of that chest bone. Then we're going to tap that out. Interesting. Breathing here, receiving here. Giving that another exaggerated breath, a big vibrant inhale, a really big surrendered exhale. Coming back to that cycle of the breath, taking out the pauses, vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. Oh, another yawn. I think this session is for me too. Okay, then we're heading into 12th house, releasing, surrendering, letting go, making space. And we're here, we're working with the liver meridian that naturally hangs out here. Liver meridian is very much about supporting our hormones. It's also very much about moving through anything that is toxic. And if it doesn't happen, then the energy can get kind of stagnant, or we can have a sense of feeling depressed here. As we work with this territory of the terrain of the liver, we're supporting the system in coming into both a healthier alignment for the actual organ of the liver by freeing up adhesions around the liver organ, as well as opening up the flow of qi throughout the entire pathway of the liver meridian, which runs from the inside of the foot all the way to the crown of the head. Notably, it has a huge governing area around the chest and around the heart area and chest and around the genitals. And through this territory, looking at the times, the spaces, the places where there was a sense of either abandonment or betrayal or potentially both. And that feeling, excuse me, that feeling so painful that it created a sense of depression rather than an invitation to look at what was underneath that and shut down the curiosity. And it said, I've got nowhere else to go. There's nothing else I can do about this. I'll just suffer. And the consciousness of letting go, surrendering, of just allowing life to flow was not terribly accessible. And as we work with this lymphatic drainage through here, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overanalyzing, we're going to follow it up by bringing in the flow of blood through these areas to literally bring some reddening, some life force back in. And we're linking that to the reciprocal that connects our cheekbones with the very top of our pubic bone. Excuse me. And then we're just simply running a permissions, and it's around relationality, it's around connection. And the words are just simply, it's a pleasure to be here with you, as in like to be present here now, like literally attentively here with somebody, not disassociated or floating off or focusing on other things out of the fear of being in connection that can pop up. It's a pleasure to be here with you. We're going to tap this out here, invitation to breathe and receive. If it feels right, turning your attention back to the resource that you found at the beginning, the thing that felt good and easeful to be with. And letting yourself simply rest. Dropping the practice of the breath and letting yourself simply stay laying down without moving unless you want to take notes about something. But otherwise, see if you can rest in the resource of that all. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you for being here exactly as you are. Thank you to the earth, the sky, the fire, the water. And thank you to the very flow of all the information, the insights, the learning, the awarenesses that came through today's journey. We ask that it be a blessing to ourselves, our families, our ancestors, and this world as a larger whole. Om Kausai to life. So I invite you to deepen the breath. Wiggle your fingers, your toes, your eyes, your ears, your nose. And when you're ready, bringing yourself back to the space, potentially rolling over to one side, lingering there. When you're ready, coming to rise. Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that was well received. Yay, happy for lots of integration and lots of yawning there too, it sounds like. All the emotions that get to flow are so very welcome here, however they show up. Tears, movement, yawning. Yeah, thank you for that all. And thank you for the opportunity to hang out here today in these ways, y'all. I'm going to stop the recording here in a moment. And if you'd like to share a little bit of what that was for you.